Hello there, everybody, tuning in to the Do You Even Blog podcast or the replay on YouTube. This is the show for creators and online entrepreneurs who want to make more money online. Pretty simple. If that's you, you're in the right spot. So, short solo episode for you today, although I am excited to be bringing you some interviews in the near future. I haven't done a whole lot in the past year, but I have two or three already scheduled and two or three more that I'm going to record soon. I'm excited to be bringing interviews to the podcast again. So tune in for that stuff. But today, I kind of want to talk about, obviously, AI yet again. And more specifically, I just got back from FinCon in New Orleans. And it was really great. And I had a takeaway on AI. And that's what I want to present to you today. So I'm going to call this the AI shift. For me personally, this is just a personal takeaway. You shouldn't necessarily take it as truth. Let me set the scene. Obviously, a lot of people talking about AI in the blogging world and content world, the internet world, actually just the world, now that I think about it. So I went to a panel, I went to another panel on freelance writing for freelance writers. Some of my friends were on the panel and they're all fantastic creators and writers and they're freelancers and whatever. So they were talking about AI, and more specifically, some editors, some companies, some brands don't want AI content. They don't want it to be mistaken for AI content. They don't want it to look or feel or sound like AI content, which a lot of us can understand, right? But as a freelance writer, you're kind of torn. Do you use these tools, which are, let's say what you want. It is productivity boost. It knows how to produce words. Whether they're good or not, that's another story. But should you use these? Can you use these? These editors are like pushing back, like, no, we don't want any AI. It must pass these super fancy AI detection tests, yada, yada. So my friend Miranda was up on stage and she said something that kind of stuck with me on this. She said this: I have 20 plus years of creating content on the internet. I've been doing this for a while. And these LLMs, large language models, by the way, like ChatGPT and all the AI tools, GPT-3, they're trained on us. They're trained on the internet, like half of the internet or 30% of the internet or whatever it is. They're trained on us. And here's what she said that stuck with me: I don't sound like AI. AI sounds like me. I think this is a very important thing to remember. And I actually have Pete's version of this, which I'll share in just a second. I don't sound like AI. AI sounds like me. It's important to remember that. It might be a robot. It might be literally some crazy 30 terabyte LLMs or something that are producing these words for our blog post, but they're trained off us. In fact, they're trained to mimic us. They're trained to be us to a certain degree. And I think it's important to remember that. Humans trained AI. Like, and not only like we built the tools, like the OpenAI people, but literally me. I would imagine some of my content trained ChatGPT. Probably not a lot. But you know what I mean? Like, I'd like to think that, at least. They don't, we don't sound like AI. Our writing doesn't sound like AI. It sounds like us. Okay, I'm rambling. I'm sorry. Let me get to my next point here. This is the shift. Don't produce AI content. Let AI produce you. I think it's actually, I went back and forth with this. Like, oh, is this going to be clickbaity? Don't produce AI content and then people pay attention. But then I drop the bomb. Let AI produce you. And I don't actually think it's clickbaity. I mean that quite literally. Don't produce AI content. AI is a tool. You are using it to shape your thoughts, what's in your head, your knowledge, your expertise. It's a tool. AI is a tool and nothing more at this point. Maybe it becomes something more than a tool in the future. Maybe it creates blogs without us asking it to. I don't know. But for right now, let AI produce for you. Now, let me wrap up with this. AI is already everywhere. It's everywhere. If you're like one of these people that are not really excited about AI being here, some of the changes that are happening in Google search and just the world in general, I don't judge you and I don't blame you. But I'm here to tell you, chances are really high you're already using AI to some degree. And I have here on my screen, if you're listening to the podcast, you can't see it, in Gmail, which I would wager most of us use, you start typing something. And you can see like the little shaded letters of it trying to auto-complete your sentence. That's an AI. Grammarly is a type of AI now. It may not have been technically when it first started, but even now. And it's in Google Sheets, and it's in your calendar software, and it's in probably just, if not your computer, literally your computer already. It will be soon. Like if you're using a Windows computer and there's a Bing search at the bottom of your bar, that's going to have AI in it. Right? It's everywhere. You're already using AI in a lot of different ways, and you might not even know it. It's on your phone. It's in Siri somehow already, I think. And then it's going to be even more in Siri in a couple of months or a year. Just my, you know, prediction there. It's already here. You're already using it. Don't be afraid. In fact, those of you watching on YouTube see a funny graphic right now. The cat's already out of the bag. There's no going back. There's no stuffing AI back. It's here, and it's here to stay, and it's going to keep growing, and there's going to be more tools, and it's going to be overwhelming, and there's going to be changes in blog traffic and online business and all this stuff. Absolutely. It's too late now. AI is out of the bag, and we have to get used to it. It's a tool. So the reason I wanted to create this podcast, just in general, is to reaffirm that AI is okay for now. No one knows what the future holds. But for right now, using AI in your content is okay. It is. Google said it's okay. As a user, as a reader of content on the internet, I think it's okay. I don't care. I just want good content. I don't want bad content. A lot of AI content is crap. That's not what you should be aiming for. Obviously, you should be aiming to do good content. But AI is not to blame for this bad content. Humans are to blame for bad content. And on the same token, humans are to be credited for good content. AI or not. AI or not. I don't sound like AI. AI sounds like me. Don't just produce AI content. AI is the producer. You let AI produce for you, and you can edit, or you can shape the AI up front, like I do in my tool, fab.ai, you can go check out right now, where it sounds like you. It has your knowledge. It has your facts and your data and your opinions. It's your producer. Use it like that. Think of it like that. That's why I wanted to create this podcast episode. That's all I got right here. If you want more, obviously, doevenblog.com/podcast. You can go find all my archives with amazing people like Seth Godin and Michelle Schrodergartner and Johnny Dumas and Joseph Sihai on podcasting and Erica Kohlberg on YouTube and hundreds of interviews there. doevenblog.com/podcast. That's my promotion for this episode. And other than that, thank you for subscribing, listeners. I love you guys. And I hope you all have a wonderful day. Go use AI. Don't let AI use you. Go use AI. So goofy. All right. Y'all have a good day.